The rumors had been around for months, and on May 25th at his news conference, President Bush was asked whether Treasury Secretary John Snow had given any indication that he planned to leave his job soon.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
But the president, without a change of expression, said, "No, he has not talked to me about resignation. I think he is doing a fine job." Actually, now it can be told, Henry Paulson had been courted for weeks. The president had met with him and his wife at lunch in the White House, and the day after the news conference, Paulson formally accepted the appointment. Does it matter if a president, wishing to control the timing of his appointments, dissembles a little? President Johnson threatened to cancel any nomination that leaked before he was ready to announce it. It matters only if you've grown up expecting your president to level with you. President Clinton did not do that, and he was impeached. In some matters, large and small, President Bush has not done that. He promised to fire anyone working for him who was involved in the leak of the identity of the CIA agent Valerie Plame. He didn't do that. Press Secretary Scott McClellan said that the president didn't know and had never met disgraced lobbyist Jack Abramoff. Time magazine came up with pictures of the two together at White House events. Mr. Bush said that the White House had no warnings of the breaching of the levees during Hurricane Katrina. It turned out that the Situation Room had received warnings of severe flooding shortly before the hurricane struck. Iraq is a chapter in itself. How much did Mr. Bush deceive the public, and how much did he deceive himself about the non-existent weapons of mass destruction that served as a rationale for war? Deep in the American psyche is the boy George Washington who said, "I cannot tell a lie." They don't seem to make presidents that way anymore. This is Daniel Shore.